Masechet Shabbat in memory of Marcel and Jack Shasho. Ruach Adonai Tanichim Began Eden. Amen.
Daf Ayin Aleph. Today's daf is being studied Le'ilu Nishmat Moshe Ben Miriam. Ruach Adonai Tanichinu Began Eden. Amen. Dedicated by his family. Today's daf is being studied Le'ilu Nishmat Yosef Ben Simcha, Sheneftar b'kitzur yamim b'shanim, donated by his family. Today's daf is being studied La'inu Nishmat Hacham Baruch Rafael ben Miriam and Avraham ben Esther. Ruach Hashem tenichem began Eden. Amen. We are starting on Ayin Amud Bet, and we are going to read from 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 lines from the bottom. Amar Rava Katsar v'tahan kegrogeret b'shegegat Shabbat v'zadon melachot v'hazar v'katsar v'tahan kegrogeret b'zadon Shabbat v'shegegat melachot v'nodar lo al kitzida v'techina shel shegegat Shabbat v'zadon melachot v'hazar v'nodar lo al kitzida v'al techina shel zadon Shabbat v'shegegat melachot. This is all one case, and I will explain each piece on its own. First of all, the case is the guy on Shabbat we're talking. Number two, we're talking about a guy that's involved in two different transgressions, Kitzira and Tehina. Kitzira is reaping, which is one of the melachot, and Tehina is grinding. Now, this fellow over here is involved in back-to-back transgressions. The first case, he's a shogeg regarding Shabbat, which means he did not know that today is Shabbat. That's called a shogeg on the Shabbat. While he knew that the melachot of Ketzirah and Techina are forbidden. That's shogegat Shabbat and zadon melachot. Now, after that, he transgressed again Ketzirah and Techina, but this time in the opposite way. This time, same Shabbat even. He knew it was Shabbat, which means he had some type of knowledge there, that now he knew it was Shabbat, but at the same time he forgot the melachot.
Same guy.
He became a zadon on Shabbat and shegegat melachot. And this all happened in one lapse. Which means this all happened without him recognizing that he did isur the first time. Which means the second time when he was zadon Shabbat shegegat melachot, he did not realize that he was Mechalel Shabbat the first time around when he was Kotser or Tohen. So I'll read that inside again so you get the words. Amar Rava, Katsar v'tahan kigrogeret. Now grogeret literally means the size of a fig. That's the shi'ur that you hayav on Shabbat if you are Kotser or Tohen, which means there's a certain measurement, a minimum that you be hayav. That's the size of a grogeret. B'shegegat Shabbat, the first case is he was shogeg on Shabbat v'zadon melachot v'hazar, then he repeated v'katsar v'tachan k'grogeret v'zadon Shabbat, the second time he knew it was Shabbat v'shegegat melachot. Now v'nodalo al ketzira v'tachina shel shegegat Shabbat v'zadon melachot, then he had some knowledge after he did both. His knowledge was first that he did Shegegat Shabbat. Now on that case, how many korbanot is he hayav on Shegegat Shabbat? He only hayav one. V'hazar v'nodalo al kitzira v'al t'chinat shel zadon Shabbat v'shegegat melachot. And then he realized about the second transgression when he was Shegegat Melachot, which normally in Shegegat Melachot you have to bring one per each melacha. Now Rashi tells us on the Rashi v'hazar v'katsar. Let's read that Rashi. Third wide line in Rashi. V'hazar v'katsar kegrogeret v'tahan kegrogeret b'zadon Shabbat b'shigigat melachot v'mehayev tarte. In that case, shehayev two. V'lo nodalo bintayim shehata. That's key. Lo nodalo bintayim, which means it was all in one lapse. He did not know yet. Even after the second transgression, while he was doing it, he didn't realize that he transgressed the first time. So this was all done in one lapse. V'nodalo, Let's continue Rashi. Aharechen ala ketzira ve letehina kilomar o'azu v'koshen ashtehen. Is whether we found out about the original ketzira or the original tehina, or for that matter, both of them. Doesn't matter for the case. Last Rashi. Shigigat Shabbat v'zadon melachot v'frish hatat. And now he wants to bring a korban. So he designated a korban hatat. V'hatat zu mechaperet al shtehen. Meaning, the hatat that he's going to bring will mechaper on the kitzira and the tehina of shigigat Shabbat. Because as we learned, that when you're shogeg on Shabbat, all you need is one korban. So therefore the hatat that he separated will cover at least two. Now the Gemara says, and we go to the Amud Rishon, Ketzira goreret ketzira, v'techina goreret techina, which literally means one ketzira drags or draws another ketzira, and one techina drags or draws another techina. What does that mean? That means that since both the kotzeres, let's say, were done in one he'alem, in one lapse, what's the law if, let's say, a person ate chalev? Chalev is forbidden. Let's say he ate two kizetim of chalev in one he'alem, in one lapse. How many korbanot does he have to bring? Only one. Why? Because one lapse connects all the hayuvim to one hatat. So since over here, bottom line, both kitsirot were done in one lapse, and both tehinot were done in one lapse, so once he remembers after and he brings a korban for the kitsira, it covers the second kitsira as well. And the tehina will cover the second tehina as well. Let's read the top Rashi. Ketzira, goreret ketzira, shinia, which means the first, the korban that you brought for the first ketzira will draw the second ketzira as well. Bekaparata, v'techina, goreret, etetechina, shinia, v'netkaperu kulam. That's it. With one korban, you covered everything. Why? Dekai malan, because we hold, achal shne zete chelev be'alem echad. Right, if a person ate two kezayit of halef, of fat, in one lapse, enu chayav, without, no, it doesn't matter how long the lapse is. So long as he didn't realize that he did the first one, and he ate a second one, so it says, enu chayav ela achat. He's only, I have to bring one, v'zeh sha'asa shtek kitzirot be'alem achad. Then this guy's just as well. He did two kitzirot in one lapse. Shelo no dalu ben kitzira le kitzira shehata. Right? He didn't realize that he made it sin in between. Ve'afal pi she'alama shel sheniya chalu ksat mishne rishona. Even though the second kitzira is a little different in the sense that this type of kitzira, you're obligated a separate korban, so to speak, because it was done in shigegat melachot. Even so, sof sof e'alem echadu. Bottom line, it's still done in the same lapse. De'lo no dalu chato b'dayim. Right? He did not have knowledge of his sin in between. V'yidi'ot het hu de'mehalekit. Very important point. What separates chata'ot? Knowledge. Knowledge in between the sins separates the chata'ot, therefore to bring each one. Here, the knowledge didn't come until after the second. How did the knowledge change?
One is of the Malacha, one is of the Shabbat.
You're right, but all his knowledge, which means after he committed, let's say, Shigigat Shabbat and Zadon Melachot, he wasn't aware of anything.
Then he did
Shabbat. And in the lack of awareness, he did it again. He just did it in the reverse case. He did it Zadon Shabbat and Shigigat Melachot. Then awareness came. Now, the awareness came in the case of Shigigat Shabbat. But bottom line, both Kitzirot and both Tehinot were done at a time where he did not realize that he was making Isur. Since they happened in one lack of knowledge, we'll call it, one he'alem, the Gemara calls that, so therefore the Kitzira covers all the Kitzirot, I mean the Hatat that you brought for the Kitzira draws the second Kitzira, and the one that you brought for the Tehinah, which is the same Hatat, because it's Shigigat Shabbat, it's one Hatat, that'll cover That'll cover everything. And as she finishes, Hilkach, and this is what you just said, Hilkach, Hatat Zu, Sheba ala Kitsira v'Tehina Rishona, this Hatat that's coming for the first Kitsira and Tehina, Atarvayu Kaima, right, covers both, V'Nit Kapiru ima Kitsira, Kol Kitsirot Sha'alaf Shana'asu, Be'alem Achad, V'ima Tehina, with the Tehina Nit Kapiru, Kol Tehinot Sha'alaf Kishisam Be'alem Achad. So that's the rule of, this is really not a Hiddush, this is the basic rule of Alei Mahat, covers everything. The little Hiddush is, even though they were a little different, even though this was a Shogeg Shabbat, this was a Shogeg Melachot, but nonetheless, one Alei, it's still the same. Comes Gemara and says, Abal, second line, Noda' lo al kitzira shel zadon Shabbat v'shegegat Melachot. But let's say the opposite, which means he did both, but he recognized first the second transgression, where he was Zadon Shabbat, Shigigat Melachot. Now, Shigigat Melachot, how many korbanot do you have to bring? You have to bring two. You have to bring one for the Kitzira and one for the Tehina. So the Gemara says, Kitzira goreret Kitzira, v'tehina she'ima, v'tehina shekenegda b'mkoma omedet. The Gemara over here now employs a principle that's called Gerera. What is Gerera? Gerera literally means to draw or to pull. Now, the Gemara says like this. Let's say he found out about the Kitzira, the second Kitzira, when he was Shogeg Melachot. Zadon Shabbat, Shogeg Melachot, on Kitzira and Tehina. But let's go one at a time. Let's say he found about the Kitzira now. So this Kitzira, he has to bring a Korban Hatat. There's no question. Now, this Kitzira obviously will draw the first Kitzira, because bottom line, it was done in one Alem. But since the Kitzira and the Tehina of the first transgression is really one, because it was B'Shigigat Shabbat, so therefore the Gemara uses the concept of Gorer, meaning the second Kitzira, of course, brings the first Kitzira. That's He'alei Mechat. And it brings also with it the Tehina that's with it.
Mm.
It's a package, exactly. Because the first scenario where he's Shogeg Shabbat, that's one unit. So therefore, technically, the Kitzira covers Kitzira number one with Tehina.
Right.
That's the concept number one. Kitzira number two, let me define terminologies. When I say number two, I mean the case of Zadon Shabbat, Shigigat Melachot. And when I say case number one, I mean Shigigat Shabbat and Zadon Melachot. And therefore, in case number two, where you remember the Kitzira, well, that's going to cover case number one's Kitzira. But since it's one unit, the Kitzira and the Tehina was Shigigat Melachot, so it draws in the Tehina as well. So the only item that you have on Mechupar is Tehina number two. And that's what the Gemara said. Now let's read that inside. Let's go to the second line. I want you to get that inside. Aval. Nodalo al Kitzira shel Zadon Shabbat. Then if he found out about the Kitzira Zadon Shabbat, v'shigigat Melachot, that's the second case. Kitzira goreret Kitzira. Kitzira number two draws Kitzira number one. That's the normal din of He'alei Mechat. V'tehina she'ima. And also the Tehina that is with it. V'tehina she'kenegda, but Tehina of case number two, b'mkoma omedet. It stands in its place because you didn't bring a korban hatat for it. Abaye amar, that was the opinion of Rava. Abaye comes along and says, Tehina name gorele Tehina. He says, with this one korban hatat that you're bringing for the second kitzira, for sure it takes the first kitzira with it and the tehina. And once already you've taken the tehina, it brings tehina number two in as well. So with this, what, everything's connected, which means this would be the concept called gerera le gerera, which is, it's a double draw, which means kitzira drew in Tehina number one, and then Tehina number one subsequently draws in Tehina number two. So that's Gorer and Gorer again.
So he says, Shem Tehina Achati. Bottom line, the name Tehina, or the Isur Tehina, it's one name. And therefore, once already you cover a Tehina in case number one, that's going to include all the Tehina. That's considered one item. That's considered Gidira. So we have a great machloket over here between Abaye and Rava in one case. In the case where he recognized Shigigat Melachot first, to what extent does that Chatat carry him? Where Rava comes along and says, if you brought it for Kitzira, it covers the Kitzira. Everybody agrees to that because it's one Ya'alim. There's no Chidush on that statement. That's not even Gidira, by the way. I want to point out that the Ritva says, when the Gemara's language says Kitzira Goreret Kitzira, that word Goreret is Lavdavka, which is Gidira is not that principle. Where that's the principle of one Ya'alim. That I don't need a Gemara for that. That's obvious.
It doesn't have to do
right. That doesn't even Gidira. The Gemara is borrowing a terminology, says the Ritva, of Gidira. When does Gidira kick in? After the Kitzira draws the Ketzira, it'll bring in the Tehina that's with it. That's Gidira.
That's Gidira.
And Abaye goes a step further. That once you drew that Tehina number one in there, it'll draw Tehina number two. That's Gidira le Gidira. Comes the Gemara and says, Umi it lel Rava Gidira. What does Rava hold to this principle of Gidira? That you're telling me that again. The Kitzira takes the first Kitzira and the Tehina with it. That's called Gerira. Does Rava subscribe to Gerira, to that principle? Veha Itmar. We have a statement. Achal Shne Zete Chelev Be'alem Echad. Let's say a person ate two Kizayet Chelev in one lapse. Ve'nodalo Al Achat Mehem. And he, after he ate both of them, he realized, let's say, we'll call it AB. Okay? He realized that he ate A. But he didn't realize he ate B yet. So he just recognized only one. V'chazar v'achal k'zayit b'alemo shel sheni. And then he went and he ate k'zayit C. So now the Gemara says, Amar Rava, hevi korban al rishon. If you brought a korban on Kizayit A after you've realized that you ate it, Rishon v'sheni mitkaprim. It'll cover for AB. Why? Because AB were done in the same he'alem, in the same lapse. Gimel eno mitkaper. But not for C. Because C was done in its own lapse after you recognized, number one, Hevi korban ala shelishi. If you brought a korban on C, Shilishi v'sheni mitkaperim, it'll take care of B and C. Rishon eno mitkaper, but it'll not take care of A. Why? Let's review the case. Because bottom line, the guy ate one kizai, then he ate another kizai. Then he recognized that he ate A. B was still unknown, and then he ate C. So B and C technically are in one i'alem. So therefore, if you brought on C, it'll cover B. If you brought on A, it'll cover B. Now, hevi korban alaim sa'i, if you brought a korban on B, mitkaperu kulan, then everything is covered. Because B is in the same i'alem as A, and it's in the same i'alem as C. So therefore, if you brought on the middle case, everything is covered. Now the Gemara analyzes. Abaye Amar. So that's the first opinion. That opinion is Rava. Abaye comes along and says like this. Afilu hevi korban al echat mehen. Even if he brings a korban on any of them, A, B, or C, nitkaperu kulan. Everything is nitkaper. Why? Abaye uses the principle of gerira, which means if you use, let's say, you brought the chatat on one, on A, right? Like the case, you ate A and B, you recognized A, beautiful. So you brought on A. Well, A automatically takes B with it, because A and B were done in one i'alem. Oh, once you're taking B, since B is together with C, you go there, C with it. So Abaye was the one that held Gerera, and Rava did not. Rava said, A goes with B, B goes with C, from the fact that he didn't say A can draw on everything, you see Rava did not hold of Gerira. So the question of the Gemara is, you just told me Le'anyan Shabbat that Rava says Kitsira takes Kitsira and Tehina with it. That means he holds of Gerira. And now we see by the case of Halif, he does not. So the Gemara says, Batar Dishama Me'abaye Savra. Which means, you're right. After he heard this from Abaye, he subscribed to it. Which means you're right. Originally, maybe Rava did not hold of Gerira. But once Abaye said the concept, he said, you know what? That's a good concept. So therefore, he bought into it. So therefore, when we got to the case of Shabbat, already it was after he heard the principle from Abaye, so he went into it. So the Gemara says, wait, if he holds like Abaye, Ihache, Tehina name Tegared le Tehina. So go further. Go and say Gerira le Gerira. Say that the first Tehina should bring in the second Tehina, like Abaye said. So the Gemara says, Gerira itle. Gerira de Gerira letle. Now, he only holds, you can make Gerira once, but he doesn't hold like Abaye that says you can do Gerira le Gerira. Okay, so that's that piece. Now the Gemara goes further. Gemara says, Milta de Pshita lehu le Abaye verava. This principle that was Pashut Abaye and Rava, Mibaye le Rabbi Zera, was actually questionable to Rabbi Zera. Which principle to Abaye and Rava? Let's see Rashi. Rashi, Dibura Mathil, Milta de Pshita. It's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 lines from when they're wide. The sixth wide line in Nashi, the bottom, from the top. Miltad de pshita lehu, de zadon Shabbat, veshigigat melacha, vezadon melachot, veshigigot Shabbat, en halukim lahataot kedeka amre, de ze mitkaber, bekorbano shilze, velo amrinan keshne, he'alamot ninu, ונחייב חד הזדון שבת לשגיגת מלאכות וחד השגיגת שבת וזדון מלאכות. Which means Abaye and Rava both agreed that in this case that we started with, where you were a zadon, for you were a shogeg Shabbat and then you were a zadon Shabbat, that back to back case, both of them agree it's considered one ha'alim, which means so long as you found out about it after, technically you can get away with bringing one Hatat in the case where, let's say, you find about Shigigat Shabbat first. You can bring one Hatat that can cover everything. That's considered one item. So that was Pashut Abaye and Rava. So he's saying, that item, that principle, that this case is considered one item, while it was Pashut Abaye and Rava, it was not so Pashut to some other rabbis. Why? Well, let's see where it wasn't Pashut to them. Gemara says, Deba'e Rabbi Zeram Rabbi Aseh. The question was asked either to Rabbi Aseh or it was asked to Rabbi Zera. Katsar v'tahan hatsi grogeret b'shigegat Shabbat v'zadon melachot v'hazar v'katsar v'tahan hatsi grogeret v'zadon Shabbat v'shigegat melachot ma'u shi'itztarfu. It's the same case that we learned above, just in half measures. Which means, in this case, the guy in Shigegat Shabbat and Zadon Melachot, he was considered half a Shi'ur, half a Grogeret. And he was Tochen, half a Grogeret. Now, half is not Hayav. Correct? And then what did he do? He came along in Zadon Shabbat and Shigegat Melachot in the same lapse, and he did another half. So the question is, do you mitztaref the halves together to say that it'll be hayab a chatat? Or do you say no? These are two separate situations that you cannot combine. And therefore, since bottom line he did a half in one lapse and another half, let's call it in another lapse, let's say if you consider it that way. So therefore there's no combination, there's no hayab chatat. So that was the question they asked Rabbi Aseh. Do you combine the hatsi grogrot in this case? Understand the question. Comes Gemara and says, Amar le, so he answered him, Halukin lehataot They're not mitzarfim. So he answered him like this. Since they would be separate for hata'ot, therefore there is no connection between the two cases and you cannot mitzaref. What did he mean to say? He meant to say like this. Since if, in the same exact case, if they were kotser and tohen a shi'ur, since these two cases are considered separate regarding hata'ot, which means each one is considered in its own lapse, so since the gabeh hata'ot they're separate, meaning for korban hata'at, so you see there's no connection between the two cases, therefore you do not say tziruf. What do you see from this answer? That they argued on Abayin Rava. Where Abayin Rava said that's considered all one lap, it's considered one cage, you can bring one hatat and it covers everything. The rabbi clearly answered, no. Halukin the hatat. That if they would transgress a full measure, for example, our original case, Katsar v'tachan a full measure in Shigigat Shabbat, and then the next case they were Katsar v'tachan a full measure in Shigigat Melachot, he's telling you Halukin Hata'ot, which means the Hata'ot are separate, it's not considered one lapse. Now obviously that is not like Abaye and Rava. Didn't Abaye and Rava clearly say that you can bring one korban and it covers everything?
In that case, would it be three korbanot?
Yeah.
Yeah, you'd have to bring korbanot for everything.
Three
korbanot. Yeah, let's see that she. Let's see that she. Right, let's see that she. Halukin na hataot. Let's see, halukin na hataot. That she. Iyave kishi'ur lechol had. If, let's say, there was a shi'ur for kitziran techina, en echad mehen mitkaper bekorban haba al chavero, which means each one is considered separate. Which is shigigat shabbat, you have to bring one, and for shigigat melachot, you have to bring
one each.
Two exactly for the kitzira and the tehina. So therefore, you see clearly that Rabbi Aseh or Rabbi Zera, whoever they asked the question to, did not hold like Abayin Rava. And for that matter, he answered the question as well and said, you do not make siruf. Meaning, once you're considering it separate for hata'ot, it's going to be separate as well that you do not mitztaref the shi'ur. Okay, so it comes out now we have a mahloket, Abayin Rava, against either Rabbi Aseh or Rabbi Zera. Now the Gemara comes along and says, וכל אחד החלוקין לחטאות לא מצטרפה. The Gemara just challenges this logic, which is the way he answered him. He didn't just tell him, it's not mitzarif. You cannot combine the half measures. לא מצטרפה, you cannot combine the half measures. He didn't just answer him like that. He gave him a logic. He said, since you don't combine the חטאות, if it was a full measure, so you see there's no connection, so therefore you don't connect the half measures. So the Gemara challenges that. What do you mean? You're telling me that just because you don't connect hata'ot, that means you cannot connect the half measures? Is that a true principle? I mean, the Gemara is going to try to show you a case where even though you don't connect hata'ot, you still can connect half measures. So that logic that you said doesn't hold. Why? Ve'atenan. We learned in the Mishnah, Gemara says, Achal chelev v'chelev be'alem echad. He ate two kezayin of chelev. That's the way the Gemara is saying he ate two chelev. He ate chelev v'chelev. He ate two kezayin of chelev be'alem echad in one lapse. What's the deen? Enu chayav ela achat. Good. He's only chayav one korban chatat. Achal chelev. He ate a kezayin of chelev v'dam, and then he drank some blood. Venotar, and he ate the leftovers of a korban after its time, which you're not allowed to eat. Upigul, he ate from the korban that the kohen had the wrong intention when he brought it. So bottom line, he ate chelev, dam, notatku, four different items, that are asur. Be'alem echad, in one lapse, hayav al kol achat v'achat. In that case, it's hayav, one hatat per sin. Because there's no connection between Helev, Dam, Notare, because these are four separate Isurin. So therefore, if he ate four different Isurin in one lapse,
So therefore he's chayav one per isur. Now we understand. The first case he ate two kezayir halev, it's the same isur times two. That's one halev, you chayav one hatat. Here it's four isurim, four separate. They're not connected. It's different species. And therefore you're going to be chayav four hataot. Now the Mishnah continues. Ze chomer biminim harbe mimin ehad. Sometimes we have a stringency biminim harbe when you have different species over one species, over the same. Vezu chomer bimin ehad biminim harbe. And sometimes you have a stringency on the same species over different species, over different types. Meaning both cases have a stringency to them. Sometimes when you eat two kezayir of halev with the same item, there's a humrah. And sometimes by eating different items, there is a humrah. The Gemara is going to explain what the humrah is. She'im achal chatzi zayit v'chazar v'achal chatzi zayit mimin echad hayav. There you have a stringency. If you ate, let's say, half a kezayir of halev, and then you went again and ate in the same halem another hatsi zayit of chaylev. So now altogether you ate one kezayit of chaylev. It's going to be mistaref, right? It's going to be combined. Because bottom line, since it's the same species, it's the same item, chaylev and chaylev, you're mistaref. However, mishne minim patur. However, if you ate, let's say, exactly, half chaylev and half pigul, patur, because you don't mistaref these items together. Now, let's read the Rashi for a second, just to get this Mishnah clear. Let's look at the Rashi, Helev v'Helev. Shne zetim, right? Two kezai. V'fsik b'nehem yoter mechde achilat pares, tabidu shte achilot. The Rashi just tells you, to make it two different eatings, you have to have a hefsek in between, which means he's going to tell you the shiur of hefsek in between, of interruption in between, is shiur kedei achilat pares. That's the shiur of eating a certain amount of bread, certain amount of time. But achilat pares, the amount of time that it would take to eat a certain amount of bread, that separates eatings. So therefore it's really considered two eatings of chaylev. Because otherwise if a guy, let's say, in the same eating ate 30 kezayin of chaylev in 3 minutes, that's considered one eating. To be considered two separate eating, there has to be a time gap in between. But the point is, since by the way it was in one lapse, you only have to bring one chatat. We continue Rashi. She'im akal chatzi zayit v'chazar v'akal chatzi zayit be'oto e'alem, which means if you ate a half a zayit of chaylev and then you ate another half a zayit of chaylev in the same lapse, in this case you have to say he ate it within the measure in order to consider it one eating. I mean, you ate it toch kedei achilat pares, you ate it in a certain measure that would be considerate time that you can combine them, so you combine it and therefore you have to bring a chatat. That's a stringency over a case we ate half of different items, half pigul, half notar, do not become nistaref. Good? Now the Gemara analyzes.
V'havin anba... It has to be toch kedei.
Toch kedei achilat pares, in the half case, for sure. I'll explain it to you. No. Because if you ate half a kezayit of chaylev, right? Hypothetically, let's say you ate it a half hour. Okay? So now, the eating that you do in this other half is considered two separate eatings in one halem. But two separate eatings, that doesn't mistaref. It's got to be considered one eating in a halem, in one lapse.
And what is that?
How do you consider one? Toch kedei achilat pares. Let's say, hypothetically, it's 3 minutes, so you ate half a kezayit of halem, and then within 3 minutes you ate another chatzi zayit of halem. That is mistaref, because it's the same species. And then you recognize, oh, I ate halem, you're being one chatat, as opposed to the case of two separate species.
But if he ate out of the tochkedeh, he doesn't bring anything.
Correct, correct, correct. V'avinan ba, now the Gemara analyzes these cases. V'avinan ba, and we analyze Mimin echad hayav sirika lememar? Does the Mishnah have to tell me that case? Which is, that's an obvious case where you ate from the same species. Hef a halif. That it's mistaref? Of course. Which means, bottom line, you ate the kezayin of halif in the right time, in one halim, pashut. Which is, what is the Mishnah got to go out of its way and tell me something that seemingly is very pashut? Which is, what is there any hadush in that? Just think about it. Hef a halif, in the given time, in one halim, pashut. Why shouldn't you be hayav hatat? So the Gemara asks, mimin ehad, hayav, one species, you're going to be hayav. Sricha lememar? You have to tell me that? Ve'amar ishlakish mishum bartutni. So the Ishlakish said the name of Bartutni. Bartutni was the name of a hacham. Hacha b'may aschinan. Says, I'll tell you the hiddush. We're talking about a special case. Kegon she'achano b'shne tamhuyin. It's talking about where you ate the half of halev from two different pots. Meaning, the way that she explains, one pot, let's say, was cooked halev, and the other pot was roasted halev. Now, what should be the difference if you ate from two different pots? So the Gemara says, of Rabbi Yoshua. It's going like the opinion of Rabbi Yoshua that says, De'amar tamhuyin mehalkin. Rabbi Yoshua has a tremendous chidush. He says that when you eat from different pots, that fact that you ate from different pots, that is considered as if it's a separate halim. Meaning, let's say a case we ate a kezayit. You ate a kezayit halim from one pot. And then you went to a different pot and you ate another kezayit of halim. Even though it was in the same lapse. Doesn't matter. You ate from different pots, and Yeshua says that's considered a lapse, and therefore you hayav two hataot. That's Rabbi Yoshua's verse. Let's read it inside the Nashi for a second. Let's read the Nashi. V'Rabbi Yoshua. See Rabbi Yoshua? It's four lines from the bottom in Nashi. Bechritut, Masechet Kiritut. De'amar tamchuyin mehalkim. The pots themselves separate. Le'ochel shne zetim be'alem mehad. If a guy ate two kezayits in one lapse, b'shne tamchuyim, from two pots, le'hayevo shte hata'ot. Hidush. That's the Yeshua's thing, which means, even though knowledge he didn't have, till after he finished the second one, but doesn't matter. The fact that you ate from this pot and that pot, Yeshua has a big hidush, that already separates it. So now the Gemara could continue, Rashi. V'tzterikha lashmi'inan. So we still need to teach you the le'anyan hatsi shi'ur mitztarfeh. Which means now already it's a hidush. Which means, let's say this case where we talked about we ate a hatsi chalev and then hatsi chalev, it wasn't a regular case. It was a case we ate hatsi chalev from one pot and you ate hatsi chalev from another pot. No, the Mishnah says it is mitztarfeh. And that's the hidush. Because you might have thought that just like if you were to eat a full kezayit, it's separate hata'ot, according to the Yoshua, so you might have thought that it's not mitztaref, even on the hatsi level, kamash malan, the Mishnah, that no. When did Rabbi Yoshua say his law? He only said his law, meaning to be stringent. Meaning, to be stringent, to consider the guy to be hayav tu hatot, he's going to say, separate. But he didn't say his law to be lenient, to say that this is a hatsi and this is a hatsi and they don't combine. So that's already a tremendous challenge. This is what he's teaching us. That even though you would be hayav separate hataot, still, which means it's mistaref. And therefore, let's finish the circle. You asked the question to Rav Aseh, above question. And you said what? The guy, let's say, was kosher v'tochen hatsi grogeret. And then he was kosher v'tochen again hatsi grogeret. So you asked him the question, do those hatsis join? So he answered him and said, oh, since they're separate for the hata'ot, so therefore they don't mitzaref. So he gave a principle. If it's separate for hata'ot, it's no tziruf on the shi'ur. We see you over here. It doesn't always work that way. You can be separate for hata'ot, but still have siduf, like Rabbi Shimon said in the name of Rabbi Yoshua. Rabbi Yoshua, like he explained the Mishnah according to Rabbi Yoshua, that said what? Le'anyan, if they ate kezayit hayle from this part, and a kezayit hayle from that part, separate hata'ot. However, le'anyan siruf, if you ate hair from this part, hair from that part, you will mitzaref. So the Gemara challenges that formula, that premise that you said, oh, hiluk hata'ot, in mitzaref. I'll show you a case over here. Yes, hiluk hata'ot, the kin mitzaref, and it is mitzaref. So let's read that inside for a second. Let's read that inside. We are the second wide line in the Gemara, explaining this statement of Rabbi Yoshua. Ma'u detema amar Rabbi Yoshua ben Kula ben Lechumra. I would have thought that maybe Rabbi Yoshua said his deen, whether to the stringent side and to the lenient side. Kamash malan de Lekula lo amar. That Rabbi Yoshua did not say his statement Lekula, and therefore you will mitzaref chatzik his eyes of different parts. Lechumra ka'amar. He only said it Lechumra. So therefore we have a question. So the Gemara says, the Gemara finishes the question. The ahach, and over here, bottom line, what do you see? The halukin lehata'ot, even though it'll be separate hata'ot, the kamitztarfe, and still the Yeshua is saying you combine. Question mark. Amalem. So he answered him back. Which means when they leveled this question, he says back like this. Mor aresha matnila vekashyale. Rabbi Yoshua made his Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish introduced Rabbi Yoshua. That was Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish, right? And we understood that he introduced them on the case of if you ate two half of chalevs, right? So we asked two half of chalevs. Of course, it's mistaref. What's the hidush? And he said, "Oh, the hidush called Rabbi Yoshua ben Levi, because you might have thought that they're not mistaref." Because the hata'ot are separate, kamash on the amitzin. And then you had a question. When you see, even though for hata'ot they're separate, for siruf, you do mitzaref. He says, we don't learn Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish's statement that introduced Rabbi Yoshua where you plugged it in. We learn it on the sefa, on the second case of that Mishnah, and if we have no problems. What does it mean? Let's read. Anan asefa matninana velo kashala. We have Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish's statement that introduced Rabbi Yoshua. However, we plug it in at a later point in the Mishnah, and therefore we have no problem. Meaning, Mishne minim patur tzricha lememar. Remember, we had a second case. The second case was if you eat from different items. For example, half of pigul kezayit, half of notar kezayit. What did the Mishnah say? Not mitzaref. On that, the Gemara says, Shnei minim patur tzricha lememar. Do you have to tell me that case? Isn't it obvious that you can't mitzaref half of one species with another half? Isn't that superfluous? And to that, Rish Lakish came along and said, V'amar Rish Lakish Mishum Bartutni, and the Mishum Lakish came in the name of Bartutni and said, Le'olam Mimin Ehad. Oh, and he said a Hiddush now. When it said, you ate from two species, it's not two species. It's really you ate from the same item. Which means, it's not half a kezayit of chaylev and half a kezayit of notar like we thought. No, that's pashut. You don't need a Mishnah to tell you that. Oh, so what does it mean? It's talking about we ate half chaylev, half chaylev. So the Gemara says, what are you talking? V'amai kari l'shnei minim. Why is it called shnei minim if you really mean one mean? So he says, sha'achalo b'shnei tamchoyin. You know why? Because you ate it from two different pots. The Rabbi Yoshua. And it's going like Rabbi Yoshua de'amar, tamchoyin me'halkin. And we say that what? Tamchoyim indeed separate. The hakamashman, you know what the hidush is? The amar Rabbi Yoshua ben lekula ben lechumra. And the hidush is that he said not only when it comes to be stringent to bring separate hata'ot, you split, but even the anyan siruf, you also split it. Because bottom line, it's shnei tamchoyim. And therefore, just like it's haluk in hata'ot,
it's also haluk in tziruf, in combining half measures. And therefore that's exactly like the rabbi said above. Since it's haluk in hata'ot, it's haluk in tziruf. And therefore he's saying, like, you made a question on me because you learned Rabbi Yoshua's statement on the first part of the Mishnah that talked about eating two kezayit of chalev in one lapse, and you said, that's obvious. And then you introduced, and you made a whole chiddush. I don't learn it on that case. I learned Rabbi Yoshua going on the second part of the Mishnah that said, if you ate two species, so the Gemara says, two species, obviously, to half species, there's different items. And to that the Gemara said, no. It's going to be Yoshua, where you ate the same item from different tamhuim, and that's why it's called two species. Because by the way, you ate it from two different pots. And what's the Hiddush? The Hiddush is it's not mitztaref. Why? Because just like it's not mitztaref, if you ate full measures from different pots, it's across the board. Lechumra, lekula as well. And therefore, if you learn like this, you don't have a question on the principle that was mentioned by Rav Aseh or Rabbi Zerah above. Comes the Gemara and says one last point. Midisefa min echad ushne tamhoim. If this case, which means the second case that was brought down in the Mishnah, is talking about same species from different parts, and that you're saying is not mistaref, michlal deresha, the first case where it says, if he ate same mean echad v'tamhoi echad, must be talking about same species from the same pot, right? You have to be consistent. So the Gemara says mean echad v'tamhoi echad tzidik ha'lemimah. You have to tell me that now? Means if a guy eats half a chaleb from the same pot and then half a chaleb from the same pot, it's obvious that's mistaref. Because once already you're telling me that the second case is chalev chalev. It just calls it two species because it's two separate pots. So therefore the case of one species, it means chalev chalev from the same pot. It's obvious that it's three mistakes. You have to tell me that case? So the Gemara says, Amar Avuna, hacha b'may askina. You know what the Hiddush is? We're talking about kegon shehaita lo yidi'a bintayim. Which means he ate half, and then he realized there was a yidiyah. He realized that he ate a half. There was knowledge. It was not really in one lapse of knowledge. There was yidiyah in between, and still, it's mitztaref. How is that possible? You have a yidiyah in between. So the Gemara says v'Rabban Gamlieli, and it's following the opinion of Rabban Gamlieli that says, De'amar en yidi'ah lahatsi shi'ur. Another very important principle. He says, when do you say that the yidi'ah separates? That's when you did something substantial. You ate a kezayit. You had knowledge of it. That's on its own now. One hatat. You did it again? Another hatat. But if you didn't do it substantially, meaning you didn't eat the shi'ur, that yidi'ah is nothing. That knowledge only has meaning if it's a yidi'ah on something significant. But in yidi'ah lahatsi shi'ur. And therefore, the guy ate half a kezayit, the same pot. He knew, I ate half a kezayit. That knowledge means nothing. Knowledge of eating half of a kezayit does not separate yet. And therefore, when he eats the second half, siruf, that's already a hidush. That the yidi'ah doesn't mehalik because it's on a hafzi shi'ur, that way I would not know on my own. I would say, what do you mean? Yidi'ah should split just like it splits on a full shi'ur, should split on a second shi'ur. So the hidush of the statement of the Mishnah would be, en yidi'ah la hafzi shi'ur. That already is very significant hidush. So again, the second part of the Mishnah's hidush is that while Rabbi Yoshua holds, just like you split the pots for Qurban Khatat, you split the pots for hasi shi'ur, and therefore no tziruf. This Hiddush, the first statement in the Mishnah is, even though you ate half a chalev from the same pot, and then half a chalev from the same pot again, and there was a yidiyah in between, that yidiyah is worthless. Because in yidiyah la hasi shi'ur, and therefore, mistarev, and you're going to be hayav hatat. Comes the Gemara and continues. Itmar, we have a statement. Achal shne zete chalev. A guy, let's say, ate 2 kizayit of halif, of fat. Be'alem ehad. Okay, in one lapse. Ve'noda lo ala rishon. He found out about the first one. So after you ate both, let's say A, B, he found out about A. Ve'hazar ve'noda lo ala sheni. And then he found out about B. Now, seemingly, what is this? What's this tahidush over here? If they were done in one i'alim, in one lapse, so, but it says bi'alim ehad. It was done in one lapse. So this deed was seemingly, if it was done in one lapse, then what's the rule? You just hayav one. Here already, we have a story over here that says you have a case where you ate 2 kezayit halif, right? A, B. He found out about A. And then subsequently he found about B. Rabbi Yohanan Amar Hayav Shtayim.
Wow.
He said, no, in that case you got to bring 2. V'Rishlakish Amar Enu Hayav Elachat. Rishlakish says, no, you only bring 1. Now we got to understand this machloket. Rabbi Yohanan Amar Hayav. Rabbi Yohanan says the Hayav for each one. Al Hatato Vehevi. He bases it on a pasuk. The pasuk, I will quote to you, is in Vayikra Dalit Kafchet. It says, and I quote the entire pasuk, Oh da elav hatato asher hata vehevi. Korban seirat ezim temimah nekeba al hatato asher hata. Which means, the pasuk clearly sounds like that you have to bring a korban al hatato, which for each hatat that you did, for each sin that you did, you gotta bring. Here we did bottom line. 2 halifs, al hatato, per hatat, per sin, you gotta bring. That's of Yohanan's proof. Wait. V'rishlakish amar patur. V'rishlakish says patur. What's his source? So he quotes the pasuk in the same perek, me hatato v'nislachlo. From his sin, and he will be forgiven. Implying that you don't have to bring for all the sins you did, you just have to bring Mehatato, from his transgression, implying that you only bring 1. Now, the Gemara asks, V'Rish Lakish Haketiv Al Hatato Vehevi. What do you mean? V'Rish Lakish, what do you do with the Yohanan's Derasha? Al Hatato Vehevi sounds like Al Hatato, you gotta bring for each one. What do you do with that? Hahu Le'achar Kapara. He says, I'll explain that pasuk. That's talking about a case where you ate 2 kezayit halif, A, B. You realized A. You took a korban for A and you brought it on the mizbeach. Meaning you did A, you were done with it. Kapara you got. In that case, you got to bring for B. Because bottom line, you were mitkaper for A and you still didn't realize about B. That case, only after kapara. That's what the Torah says you have to bring 2. Und Rabbi Yohanan, now we go the other way. Rabbi Yohanan, what do you do? Haketiv mehatato v'neslachlo. Which sounds like you don't bring for all, you only bring from partial mehatato. Hachabimayaskin is, oh, I'll tell you the partial case. It's a specific case. Kegon, listen to this case. She'achal kezayit u'mehsa. Let's say a guy ate 1.5 kezayit of halif. Kegon, she'achal kezayit u'mehsa. Venodalo al kezayit. And then he had realization on a kezayit of it, but he ate 1.5, but he only realized after 1. Then what happened? The hazar the achal kahatsi zayit acher be'alemo shel sheni. Then he ate another half kezayit in the lapse of the other 0.5 that he didn't realize yet. Ma'u detema litztarfu. I might have thought, combine them. Which means you still have a half of halev outstanding, right? Plus the new half that he ate. They're in the same lapse. Join them to bring another hatat. Kamash ma'lan, that what? You don't join it. Why? Hidush, which means mehatato. Only from this, which you don't bring 2 in that case, you only bring 1. Why? Because bottom line, once you found out about, let's say the first kezayit, a kezayit and a half, but you found out about a kezayit, that half a kezayit is drawn into it. Because by my mind, half a kezayit has no measure on its own, does not stand on its own. Mm-hmm. Which means if you just ate half a kezayit, it's nothing. Once already you ate one and a half, and you found out one, it's going to take in the whole one and a half. And therefore, when you eat now another half, that's not, you did nothing. Because half, I mean, you're not, you're not high of hatat. So therefore, it's mehatato, meaning from his hatat. In that case of the special case. Now, the Gemara says, now we have to analyze what's the scenario that Rabbi Yochanan Lish Lakish argued. Because really, this is a case that we discussed earlier. Now we have to know the details, meaning the guy ate two kezayit chalev and one he'alem. We always took it pashut, two kezayit and one he'alem, one korban hatat. Now already you're telling me, no, he found out about the first one. There's cases where Rabbi Yochanan will say, you have two. And Ish Lakish says, you have one. What happened? What's the details of the case? So there's a great machlok in it. Amar le Rabina le Rav Asher. Rabina tells Rav Asher, the ityeda le kodim hafrasha pelige. The argument is where you found out about Helev A before you separated the korban. Before you designated the korban. Which means you ate A and B, right? And then what happened? You found out about A, but you did not yet designate a korban. That's called kodim hafrasha. Uba happening. Right, let's get the machloket out. And this is the argument. The more sabar yidiot mechalkot. According to Rabbi Yochanan, he says, bottom line, once you found out about A, and you still didn't know about B, the fact that you found out, that separates. The yidiah itself separates. The knowledge separates. Umor sabar, and Ish Lakish will say, hafrashot mechalkot. He'll say, no, the knowledge alone doesn't separate. You actually have to designate the korban. That's one way of looking at it. Let's review again. Whether they, what is the argument discussing over here? Kodem afrasha, before you actually separated the korban, meaning, according to Rabbi Yochanan, once he found out about A, separate, that already split the two chalevs. Now you have two. Whereas Ish Lakish will tell you that, no, just knowing, finding out about A, that didn't do anything yet. You actually have to designate that. Ish Lakish will agree that if you actually designated, then you have to. Right? The only argument is kodem afrasha, where you just have A, yidiah. Aval lahar afrasha, but after afrasha, modi le Ish Lakish of Yohanan de hayav shayim. Okay. Right? He'll agree to Shakish that you have to. That's one way of learning. Or Dilma, or maybe I can tell you no. Or maybe the argument is even after designating the Korban. And this is the argument. The more Samar Hafrashot Mehalkot, Rabbi Yochanan will tell you, yes, it's the designation of the animal for Hatat. On A, that's what separates the hataot. Umor sabar kaparot mechalkot. And the Shlakish will say, no, separating the animals not enough. You actually have to bring it on the mizbeach to make a chiluk in the hataot. Right? So that's the second way. Aval, kodem afrasha, but before you designate it, module Rabbi Yochanan and the Shlakish deno hayav elahat. Which means then I'll tell you, Rabbi Yochanan will agree to the Shlakish to show the hayav one. That's another way of learning. Or Dilma, or the third option of learning the Mahloket is Ben Bezu Mahloket. That the Mahloket is in both cases. Kodem Afrasha and after Afrasha. Which means Rabbi Yochanan will always say two, and the Ish Lakish will always say one, whether it's before Afrasha, after Afrasha. The argument is in both cases. So again, let's review the three options of how to learn this machloket. Either you say the machloket is what? Only kodem afrasha. Before you designate. Meaning, does yidiah enough separate?
But once you separate it, everybody will agree to hataot. Or do you say no? Yediyah alone, according to everybody, is not separate. It's only one. The machloket is after you made afrasha. Rabbi Yohanan will say afrasha separates to be hayav two. Where is Rish Lakish will say no, kapara separates. That is the two ways. Or do you say no? They're arguing in all scenarios. Amar le, so he answered back. And who's talking to it? Rabbi Yohanan is discussing this with Rav Asher. Right, so he asked him, how do you understand this machloket? He says, Mistavra ben bezu u ben bezu machloket. He says, machloket in everything. I'm arguing in all cases. Ben kodem afrasha, ben ma'ar afrasha. How? The isalka da'atach. Because if you're going to say, kodem afrasha pelige, that the argument is only before afrasha, meaning is yidiyah enough to split? But after afrasha, more than ishtakish will agree that what you have to. Ademokim lekra lachar kapara lukme lachar afrasha, which means, you remember we asked on ishtakish, what do you do with the Yohanan's pasuk? Right, Rabbi Yohanan wrote a pasuk, Hatato vehevi. I'll give you the exact words. Al hatato vehevi. Which is mashma. For every hatat, you have to bring. So, Ishtakish, you said one. What do you do with that pasuk? He said, I'll tell you the case where you have to bring for each one. That's after kapara. Why did he say after kapara? If the argument was just afrasha, before afrasha, he could have said that the case of two is afrasha, after afrasha. Right. From the fact that he said kapara, that's mashma that the Ishtakish argues even after afrasha that you only bring one. Because why did he have to explain the pasuk with kapara? He could have explained it afrasha. Now, the e achar afrasha pelige. Now, if let's say they're arguing afrasha, aval kodem afrasha modile Rabbi Yohanan the Ishtakish, then uchayav el achar. Let's go the other way now. And if you're going to tell me the machloket is what? Achar afrasha peligi, meaning only after you designated the korban. But before you designated the korban, even Rabbi Yohanan will say you only hayav one. Ademu kile krab bekezayit u'mechsa. So why did he have to explain the pasuk of Rish Lakish that said mechatato, where you only bring one? He gave a crazy case of a kezayit and a half, where you only going to bring one. Luk me kodem afrasha. Just bring it kodem afrasha. If you're telling me that kodem afrasha, Rabbi Yohanan agrees that you only bring one, he could have explained that pasuk kodem afrasha, and that's why you only bring one. So therefore, the Gemara, because of this, wants to say it's ben bezu ben bezu. Must be that they argue in all cases, meaning they're arguing not only kodem afrasha, they're arguing even after afrasha, which means Rabbi Yohanan always says two. And therefore you have to explain the pasuk of mehatato in the case of kezayit and a half of chaylev, then another half of chaylev. And the Ishtakish always says one, which means whether it's kodem afrasha or after afrasha. And the pasuk of hatato vehevi, you have to explain the only time you bring two is after kapara. So from that deduction, the Gemara wants it must be they're arguing on both. Right? Very good. Which means from the way they would doresh each other's pesukim, is indicative to us where they were arguing on. That it must be the argument was kodem afrasha as well as after afrasha. I repeat again. Because if it's kodem afrasha that they're arguing, meaning kodem afrasha, Rabbi Yohanan is going to say two. After afrasha, two. Always two. That's why when they asked him, how do you learn the pasuk of the Ishtakish that says one? He had to say, well, I can't say it kodem afrasha because I hold two. I can't say after afrasha because I also hold two. After kapara, for sure it's two. So therefore, the only way I can explain that pasuk of one hatan is kezayit and a half, and then he ate another. Now, Ishtakish, I always hold one. Kodem afrasha, after afrasha. How are you going to explain the pasuk of two? That's after kapara. That's already separate. So from the way they would doresh the pesukim, that tells us the nature or the extent of the argument. So comes the Gemara and says, "V'dilma sefuke mesafkele." Who says? Maybe the Gemara is actually in doubt what the nature of the machloket is. And the Gemara is saying like this, the imtim selomar ka'amar. It's working with an imtim selomar style. Which means, when the Gemara was explaining what he does with his pasuk and what he does with his pasuk, it was based on, if you learn like this, then we'll explain the shtekish like this, the way he understands the other pasuk. But if you learn like this, which means it was pending, which is when they explained each other's pasukim, it was only on the premise if you explained the mahloket one way, but it was not saying that this is the conclusive way to learn. And the Gemara is going to explain it. Meaning, imtim selomar kodim afrasha pelihi barab yohanan. Meaning, the Gemara was saying, if you say the mahloket is kodim afrasha, meaning that the Yohanan says, even kodim afrasha you bring two, then hechi mukile likra. Then how is he going to explain the pasuk of the shtakish? Because if you tell me the Yohanan always holds two, even kodim afrasha, kod sheken after afrasha, kod sheken after kapara, so he's always two hatat, then how are you going to learn the pasuk of the shtakish? But only if he learns kodim afrasha we ask that question. If he learns that you bring two after afrasha, we're not going to ask that question. That question was only asked, how does he learn the Shtakish's Pasuk based on the Safek, if he holds Kodim Afrashatu, then what do you do with the Pasuk? But, if he holds after Afrashat,
there's no question.
I mean, only that case should bring two. So I can explain very good. The case of the Pasuk was talking about Kodim Afrashat, that's why you bring one. Which means, the Gemara only asked on the Yohanan, what do you do with the Shtagish? On the side that if he holds like this, if he holds like this. And the other way as well. And if you tell me that the argument is even after Afrasha, that what? That the Shtagish always holds one. The Shtagish, hechi muki lelekah. How are you going to learn the Pasuk of the Yohanan that says two? And the Gemara will say, Bilahar, kapara. Which is only after Kabbalah, which means the Gemara is really saying you have no proof from the way they learned their respective colleagues' pisukim to what the nature of the mahloket is. Because I can really tell you that when the Gemara said, what do you do with his pasuk? Which means if you're going to learn the mahloket this way, then you're going to have to explain the pasuk. But if you don't learn the mahloket, then you have no problem. Which means, therefore the Gemara really concludes, it's a safik, we really don't know the nature of how far
they went with the argument.
Now, last point of this sugya. Based on how you're going to learn this argument between the Shtakish and Rabbi Yohanan, that's going to affect a case that we learned earlier. Could you read the Rashi, please? Dibura matchil v'hazar v'nodalo. Last Rashi that we'll study here for today. V'hazar v'nodalo. You see, it's all the way up. It's 4, 5, 6, 7. 7 lines down in Nashi on the Amud Bet. Lekaman ba'ele. Now that we know the end of the Gemara, we can appreciate this Nashi. He's telling us at the beginning of this Sugya. Later on in the Sugya, the Gemara is going to ask, Ikodem Shefrish Korban al Yediari Shona. Is the Machloket on before Afrasha, meaning the Kasabar Yediot Mechalkot Nahataot? And the Yohanan holds really that it's the yidiot that separate the korban. Even though he ate both of them in one alem, but there was a yidiah after a. Does that separate? Or the hanafrasha, or maybe it's the frasha that separates the kasamana frashot mechalkot. Now, the had the abaye v'rabah. Now that she just goes back to something we discussed on Amud Rishon. Abaye v'rabah. The amri le'el that said above. V'nodalo alahat men v'hazar v'achal. If you remember on the Amud Rishon, we had a case where a guy ate two kezayit chalev in one i'lim, and then he had a yidiah. That's exactly the case that we're talking about over here. Here already we see it's a whole complicated thing. Is it yidiot? Is it hafrashot? So Rashi's going to tell you, based on how you learned the machloket over here, that's going to affect how you have to learn that case that we learned on Amud Rishon with Abayin Lava. And Rashi says, I continue. V'had abaye v'rabah d'amri le'el. V'noda lo halachat men v'hazar v'akal. Alma d'hada u d'mechayev. It's mashma, very simple. You just chayav one hatat, because they just said, you found out about, hey, you bring one for everything. Now, ish v'iralu pelutad Rabbi Yohanan v'rishtekish bekodem afrasha. Their deen is going to be dependent on how to learn this mahlokit. If they're going to learn the mahlokit between Rabbi Yohanan and Shtakish is called them Afrasha. So therefore, Inu Damur Krishtakish, they're going to be after going like Krishtakish. That what? That even Yediyah is only one. That's why I said one. Inami Shvidu Drahara Afrasha Peligi, or they can say the Mahloket is after Afrasha. The Inu Damur Kodim Afrasha, and their case was talking about before Afrasha, no Dal, Shnif, Devri Akol. And therefore they're going like all opinions, which means Abayen Rabbah can either be going like the Shtakish only, or they can be going like all opinions. How? I repeat the last time. If you learn the Mahloket between Rabbi Yohanan Shtakish is after Hafrasha, right? That means before Hafrasha everybody agrees. One, that means Abayen Rabbah will be going like everybody. Because they were talking about before Hafrasha, that Yediyah is not enough, and therefore they're going to Kul Alma. But if you learn the Mahloket is even before Afrasha, that means Rabbi Yohanan says two, so then you have to say Abayin Abad, only going like the Shtakish, that will say Yahayav one. Baruch Adonai Le'olam. Amen. Amen.